Immune health during cold flu season. Hi there. Welcome back to Canadian Senior Moment. This week we've explored beating sad and staying active indoors. Today, we're wrapping up with something on everyone's mind during Canadian winters. How to avoid getting sick or recover faster if you do. Because let's be honest, colds and flu hit seniors harder, last longer, and carry more serious risks. But you're not helpless against them. Why seniors get sicker? Your immune system naturally weakens with age. It's called immunosenescence. This means you catch illnesses more easily. Symptoms are often more severe. Recovery takes longer. Complications like pneumonia are more common. Vaccines don't work quite as well, but still help significantly. Add in chronic conditions, multiple medications, and reduced mobility, and winter illness becomes genuinely dangerous for many seniors. What actually protects you? Let's focus on strategies with solid science behind them, not myths or wishful thinking. Get vaccinated. Yes, really. Flu shot. Get it every fall. It reduces your risk of flu by 40 to 60%, and more importantly, dramatically reduces hospitalization and death rates if you do get flu. Pneumonia vaccine. If you haven't had it, talk to your doctor. Pneumococcal pneumonia is a common and serious complication of flu in seniors. COVID-19 boosters. Follow current recommendations. Seniors remain at higher risk for severe outcomes. Shingles vaccine. Not related to cold flu, but if you're over 50 and haven't had it, ask your doctor. Shingles is miserable and more common in winter when immune systems are stressed. Wash your hands properly. This sounds basic, but most people do it wrong. Proper hand washing. Use soap and warm water. Scrub for 20 seconds, sing happy birthday twice. Clean between fingers, under nails, backs of hands. Rinse thoroughly. Dry completely with clean towel. When to wash. Before eating or preparing food. After using the bathroom. After touching shared surfaces, door handles, shopping carts. After coughing, sneezing, or blowing your nose. When you get home from being out. Hand sanitizer, 60% plus, alcohol, works when soap isn't available, but hand washing is superior. Avoid touching your face. This is harder than it sounds. Most people touch their face 20 times per hour unconsciously. Viruses enter through your eyes, nose, and mouth. Touching your face with contaminated hands is how you get sick. Strategy. Notice when you're about to touch your face and stop. Use a tissue if you must scratch your nose. Nutrition that supports immunity. No single food or supplement prevents colds, but overall nutrition matters. Focus on protein. Your immune system needs it to make antibodies. Aim for protein at every meal: eggs, fish, chicken, beans, yogurt. Vitamin C. Doesn't prevent colds, but may shorten duration slightly. Get it from food, citrus, peppers, broccoli, strawberries, rather than mega dose supplements. Vitamin D. Critical for immune function. Many seniors are deficient in winter. Talk to your doctor about testing and supplementation. Zinc. Helps immune function. Found in meat, shellfish, legumes, nuts, seeds. Zinc lozenges at first sign of cold may reduce duration. Colorful fruits and vegetables. The antioxidants and nutrients support overall immune health. Stay hydrated. Winter air, especially heated indoor air, is dry. Dehydration weakens your immune defenses and makes mucous membranes more vulnerable to viruses. Aim for 6 to 8 glasses of water daily. Herbal tea, soup, and water-rich foods count. Sleep matters more than you think. Poor sleep significantly weakens immune function. People who sleep less than 6 hours are 4x more likely to catch colds than those who sleep 7 plus hours. For better winter sleep, keep bedroom cool, 60 to 67 degrees Fahrenheit. Stick to consistent sleep schedule. Limit screen time before bed. Address sleep disorders, sleep apnea, insomnia, with your doctor. Manage stress. Chronic stress suppresses immune function. Winter isolation, seasonal depression, and health worries all contribute. Stress reduction strategies. Regular social contact, even phone calls help. Physical activity, yesterday's topic. Light therapy if dealing with sad. Relaxation techniques, deep breathing, gentle yoga, meditation. When you do get sick, despite best efforts, you'll probably catch something. Here's how to recover faster and avoid complications. Rest aggressively. Don't push through. Your body needs energy to fight infection. Stay home. Don't spread it to others, and don't pick up additional infections when your immune system is already fighting. Hydrate constantly. Water, herbal tea, broth, soup. Aim for more than usual. Monitor symptoms. Call your doctor if you experience fever above 103°F or lasting more than 3 days. Difficulty breathing or chest pain. Confusion or severe weakness. Symptoms that improve then suddenly worsen. Inability to keep fluids down. Don't demand antibiotics. Most respiratory infections are viral. Antibiotics don't work on viruses, and overuse creates dangerous resistant bacteria. What doesn't work? Stop wasting money. Vitamin C mega doses. Don't prevent colds. May marginally shorten duration, but high doses can cause problems. Echinacea. Limited evidence of effectiveness. Not harmful, but don't rely on it. Oscillococcinum and homeopathic remedies. No credible evidence they work. Immune boosting. Supplements. Most are overpriced and ineffective. Focus on real food nutrition instead. The realistic approach. You probably will catch one or two colds this winter. That's normal and doesn't mean you failed. But these strategies genuinely reduce your risk and help you recover faster when you do get sick. They're not magic, but they're science-backed and practical. Our shared wisdom. What strategies help you stay healthy during winter? Have you noticed anything that seems to help you avoid getting sick or recover faster? What's your go-to comfort remedy when you do catch something? Looking ahead, that wraps up our winter wellness series. Next week, we'll be diving into something more festive as we approach the holidays. Until then, stay warm, stay moving, and wash your hands. Winter is long, but you've got this. Warmly, Bill and Marilyn. Founders of Canadian Senior Moment.